tragedy in the Middle East. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A massive 7.8 magnitude earthquake hitting southeast Turkey and Syria early Monday, causing multiple buildings to collapse. The death toll stands at about 100 and is expected to rise. The U.S. military continuing their efforts to recover remnants of a suspected Chinese spy balloon that floated across the country last week. An F-22 fighter jet shot down the balloon off the coast of South Carolina Saturday. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports.
The U.S. Navy has dispatched three warships to comb those waters off the coast of South Carolina. A salvage crew is also en route. The debris field is about 7 miles wide and 47 feet of water. Earlier on Fox News Sunday, Senator Tom Cotton thinks this Chinese spy balloon was a trial balloon for President Biden.
The president was paralyzed for an entire week by a balloon. We should have shot this balloon down over the Aleutian Islands. We should never have allowed it to transit the entire continental United States.
President Biden had ordered the Pentagon to shoot down the balloon on Wednesday, but they recommended to wait until the balloon was over water. President Biden is set to give his State of the Union address on Tuesday, where he's expected to tout Friday's job report that showed over 500,000 jobs were added in January. Here's Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking on ABC's This Week.
Look, what we're seeing is extraordinary. Record job creation, as the president has pointed out, more created in 2 years on his watch than 4 years on any other president's watch. And usually, when you have unemployment go down like this, you have inflation go up. But right now, inflation is going down as well.
A recent Fox News poll found that 74% of respondents believe the U.S. is likely to enter into a recession this year. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Two airplanes nearly collided at an airport in Texas Saturday. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
You know what? Thank goodness these planes didn't collide. The FedEx Boeing 767 cargo plane was attempting to land at Austin-Bergstrom International Airport yesterday morning. However, it had to reverse course to avoid hitting a plane operated by Southwest Airlines that was cleared to take off. Fortunately, the FedEx Express flight from Memphis to Austin was able to safely land after that close encounter. The disturbing incident now under investigation by the NTSB and FAA.
This incident comes a few weeks after a near plane collision at New York's Kennedy Airport. An off-duty NYPD officer was shot in the head while attempting to buy a car. He remains in critical condition.
We can't keep going to hospital emergency rooms and asking for prayers. Yes, we need prayers, but we need more. We need our legislators to sit down now. Understand that they were wrong. It's not a fantasy. It's devastation.
Police Benevolent Association President Pat Lynch. No arrests have been made. A new suspense film taking over the number one spot at the weekend box office.
Knock at the Cabin, with over $14 million in ticket sales in the U.S. and Canada, takes the top spot at the box office this weekend. The M. Night Shyamalan thriller stars Dave Bautista as one of four strangers who approach a family vacationing in a rural cabin.
You see, the four of us have a very important job to do. In fact, it might be the most important job in the history of the world.
Taking second place was a Paramount Pictures release, 84 Brady. The comedy about four friends who take a trip to the 2017 Super Bowl opened with an estimated $12.5 million in ticket sales. And Avatar, The Way of Water, came in third place, bringing in $10.8 in its eighth weekend.
That's Fox's Joe Chiro. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.